By the way, that was the one of the boxing connoisseurs said that McGregor wouldn't land one significant punch against Mayweather. One of them actually said that because I was following the fight quite closely, the build up to the fight, and he was saying, "Look, McGregor," and he's a regular commentator. I forget his name. White guy with like a blondish hair, like kind of like brown blondish hair. He was like, "Look, Mayweather is so much better. The McGregor won't land one significant punch," which was an absurd comment. After watching the fight, you find it to be an absurd comment. The rounds were extremely competitive. And yes, Mayweather got the TKO, but he never put McGregor flat on his back. He never did. Supposedly, he was supposed to lay him out, toy with him, and lay him out as he pleased. It didn't look like that for the first five rounds. The first five rounds were very, very competitive. It wasn't until about round seven McGregor started to break and slow down. Up until then, it was extremely competitive. And let me tell you something, he did a lot better than many world champion boxers who fought Mayweather. He did a lot better than many other guys who were in the top five who fought Mayweather. MMA fighters are great punchers. I'm going to go out and say it. MMA fighters are phenomenal punchers. We just work at a different distance. And the gloves in MMA are much smaller. So the techniques have to be a little bit different. A great for instance of that is Khabib. When he fought McGregor, he kind of threw the big loopy overhand right. A boxing coach would probably tell you, "Hey, that's wrong. The way you punched was wrong." The reason why McGregor got hit with that shot is because you see Khabib kind of dips like he's shooting a double. He kind of dips it and throws that right hand. That reaction, "Oh, he's going to shoot on me. Let me drop my hands." Boom, he comes up with the right hand. It's a beautiful combination. If you're a great wrestler and people are terrified of your shot, of your double leg takedown, not when I say shot, I don't mean your punch. I mean your double leg shot, your double leg shoot, okay? When they react to that, you know what? They can't defend the punch. They're open for a punch, and then he just caught him with a beautiful shot. And he kind of, once upon a time, I said he dropped him. Actually, when I rewatched it, you guys are right. For those of you who objected to McGregor being dropped, McGregor never got dropped. He just dropped one hand to the mat. His hips never touched the ground. However, in boxing, that would have been counted as a knockdown. In boxing, if any part of your body other than your feet touched the ground as a result of a punch, that's a knockdown. Okay, so in boxing, it would have been knocked down. So technically, I'm correct. Even though McGregor's hips never touched the ground, he did touch the ground with his hand. He did get knocked over as a result of a punch. That was a better punch. That was a more of a shocking punch than what Mayweather landed. Mayweather kind of like had McGregor dazed up against the fence. Sure, he was hitting with, I think it was a 4 8-ounce glove. Nonetheless, all I'm trying to say, I'm not trying to say Khabib is a better puncher than Mayweather. No, of course he's not. Of course he's not. Nobody misquote me. Okay, all I'm saying is that MMA fighters are also very, very effective, skilled punchers. I would say that listen, MMA fighters' fists are more durable, more robust. Why? We work with 4-ounce gloves. We don't wrap our hands as much. You can train your hands to be weak and brittle, or you can train your hands to be strong. If you ever seen karate training, traditional karate training, they do a lot of bare fist training, a lot. And if you look at their knuckles, they have incredibly huge knuckles, like their knuckles are deformed. There's a lot of calcium deposits around them. They've been those bone, that bone density is incredible. And I think that's one element we have to learn and bring into MMA, and boxers should bring in. Like, for instance, me personally, I never wear hand wraps unless my hand is hurting. If my hand is hurting, I'll wrap it up. If it's not hurting, I don't wear it. Why? I want to know if I hit the top of your head or I hit the chin. If I hurt my hands, I hit the top of your head. I got to get that feedback from my hands. The best runners in the world, they don't wear shoes. They get a feedback. First of all, they run differently. Not wearing shoes makes you run differently. And two, you're getting a feedback from the ground. You know if your foot is flopping and you're losing energy, or if you're gliding across the surface. When you wear a shoe, you numb the sensation of your foot, the contact to the ground, and you don't know if your foot is flopping around inefficiently. In my opinion, too much wrapping all the time makes your body weak. And we saw, listen, we saw that Artem was more durable and more robust, both in his chin and his hands, because truth be told, Artem got hit with 4-ounce gloves many times in his career. going to bare knuckle wasn't that much of a drastic difference. Polly went from never being hit but with a bare fist in his entire career to being hit with a bare fist for the first time in his career. He had to make that adjustment. He had to see, he'd never been hit with a bare fist before. He doesn't know what it feels like. It's far more similar to getting hit with a 4-ounce glove than it is to be getting hit with a boxing glove. It's just a totally different experience.